seeking truth from facts. And it sounds very obvious, but it is very hard to do it. It can be hard to just look at facts and actually observe the world as it is rather than the observe the world that we want to be.
I think part of it is a habit.
Mm-hmm. Same way.
I mean, I think that if we're taught the emotional, like what is real, what reality is interesting, reality is beautiful in a sense. If you take evolution and things die, if you recognize that and you think that way, and it's all part of that evolution, and you can get that in your mindset, that's so much better than saying, I don't know, dying is bad. I mean, give that as an example.
Yeah.
Or this thing is bad. And when we approach it that this thing is bad and so on, then it's that fault of that thing rather than, okay, how does the system work? And then how do I then deal with the system to get the best outcome? Because we could deal with the system. For example, the mechanics today has a lot to do with how people deal with each other, right? In other words, if we were collectively being able to solve these problems and put the collective well-being ahead, we would have a lot less wars. We'd have a lot better solving of problems, not the ideological. And I have to fight for that kind of thing. So it's an approach. That approach could be taken on and taught.
This is the idea that you can't control the world, but you can control your reaction to
it. And you can
it.
Influence the world. Mm. People together, world leaders, if they were to try to say, what is the common good? And how do we work it out mechanistically so that, okay, somebody's going to give here and somebody's going to give there. And then but that'll produce a better outcome than if we go to war. You know, there are better approaches that leaders of countries. Yes, there's leaders of countries can do this, and also individuals can do this in terms of what they're going to be with others.